Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen fought with Senate Democrats over department funding Tuesday, while the Republicans on the Senate Appropriations DHS subcommittee seemed inclined to support the budget. Democrats demanded more information. Ranking Democrat Chris Murphy of Connecticut led the charge, saying the DHS is breaking the law by ignoring potentially hundreds of court orders. He says he refuses to approve a budget for a department that has and continues to defy the law.
At times, the agency seems to be lighting this money on fire. But for this committee, that should be unacceptable, because the money that is being wasted, it is earned by plumbers and security guards and teachers. They entrust it to us to spend it wisely. We swear an oath when we arrive here to assure that their money is not used to fund unconstitutional or illegal behavior. Every single day, this agency is violating the Constitution and the law. This cannot continue. For Congress to approve of this budget, you must assure us that this Sherman's march of illegality ends.
Throughout the hearing, Mullen and Murphy got into multiple scuffles. These interactions largely centered around the legality of the department's actions and the DHS ignoring court orders involving its immigration practices. Murphy repeatedly asked Mullen if he would enforce court orders. Mullen said he is following the law, and he accused the courts of being politicized.
You just said that you will not follow every court order because you...
Senator, don't start putting words in my mouth. That's not what I said. I said I will never break the Constitution. We're going to enforce the law.
Will you implement court orders when they tell you to stop?
You're making an assumption on court orders I haven't seen.
Will you or will you not?
I am going to enforce the law, and I'll never break the Constitution.
If you're a Republican or a Democrat on this committee, you should be really, really freaked out.
We should be really concerned about the rulings that come out of the courts and how often they get overturned.
It falls apart if you are telling me that you...
They fall apart when you have a judge that makes a political opinion from a vent.
Democrat Patty Murray of Washington said she wants to see reforms made before she considers voting for funding. She says that the current proposed budget would fund DHS without oversight till the end of President Donald Trump's term. She called DHS dangerous and criticized Mullen's proposals.
Even now, we are seeing some outrageous proposals. You plan to withdraw CBP officers from airports in cities that don't roll over for Trump? That is insane. It is not only dangerous, it would also spell economic crisis for blue and red states. Meanwhile, DHS is already on track to break last year's record for people dying in custody. And last week, ICE agents tear gassed a United States senator who was simply working to peacefully mediate between ICE and protesters.
Senators on both sides of the aisle expressed concern that a budget has not yet been approved, with the World Cup set to bring millions of people into the U.S. in the coming weeks. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.